as they work to target bicycle lane safety in Philadelphia, in part along a section of Center City roadway where a bicyclist was killed this past July. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Dr. Barbara Fetus. Transportation officials are beginning to present some of their preliminary ideas to the public and, importantly, to get some feedback from advocates. KYW's Nita Barati has more from a packed open house style meeting where officials were met with both praise and criticism in Center City.
The Office of Transportation and Infrastructure Systems ideas for Pine and Spruce Streets is estimated to cost about $4.8 million. It includes installing concrete curbs to separate traffic and bike lanes, put in large planters, and introduce new loading zones at the end of the blocks. Christopher Pahalski, Director of Policy and Strategic Initiatives, says this was partially motivated after CHOP Dr. Barbara Fretus was killed as she rode her bike down Spruce Street in July and was hit by a drunk driver who veered into the bike lane.
There's actually two fatalities on Spruce and Pine and five serious injuries, so we're bringing some proposals to make Spruce and Pine safer not only for people who are cycling, but for people who are walking and driving on the corridor.
Thursday night, people were quick to share their feedback. Brian Kane says he takes the roads daily to get to work and was excited about the proposals.
Every other block, somebody is parked in there, and especially since July, since Dr. Freitas' death, my wife and I have both been scared.
For some residents who live on the impacted blocks, like Corey Honeycutt, they were against the changes and felt they would present challenges.
These narrow streets don't have enough width to provide everything for everyone.
But some other neighbors, like Eric Stahl, still feel that seeing the barriers would make it safer for everyone.
There's a lot of people worried about convenience, and safety just has to outweigh convenience.
At 10th and Locust, Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Back in July, Dr. Fretus was legally cycling in the bike lane along Spruce Street at 18th Street near Rittenhouse Square when officials alleged the suspected drunk driver was going nearly 60 miles per hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone when he struck her.